I guess we all worried and, I don't know, even halfway expected that something like this might happen. But it looks like Ferguson, Missouri is a mess once again. According to the Reuters news agency, authorities have declared a state of emergency in Ferguson, Missouri to prevent a repeat of the violence that erupted during protests overnight that night to mark the police shooting of an unarmed black man a year ago. That's hard to believe that that's been a year now. The order was issued for the St. Louis suburb and surrounding areas amid tensions between residents and police officers after officers shot and wounded an 18-year-old man in exchange of gunfire that marred what had been mostly a peaceful day of demonstrations. Prosecutors later charged the man, Tyrone Harris, who's in critical condition in hospital, with four criminal counts, including assault on law enforcement and shooting at a motor vehicle. His bond was set at $250,000. So let's hope that things are kept under control, or they can get things under control in Ferguson, Missouri, because these relations with law enforcement and race relations across North America are just not good, and something has to be done about it. It was interesting that not much was said in the presidential debates about it. We'll have to see what the candidates' plans are to try and address that very important issue. I'm Dana Pretzer.